Coversals kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Wayne Rooney's dream return to Goodison and Everton. With Sharpie. Morning, Sharpie.
Morning, Steve.
Thanks for your company. What do you make of this one?
I think it's a good one, Steve. I think it's been mooted for a long, long time. You know, there's always rumours that would he come back, would he not come back? People having their own opinions whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. But, you know, when you look at it, he's just turned 31 years of age. Has he still got loads to offer? Of course he has. So, from an Everton point of view, I think it was a no-brainer. You know, I think when his time obviously was coming to an end at Manchester United, Ronald Koeman said that he would be interested, and that's come to fruition now. So I think it's a good move for everybody involved.
Does it feel like 13 years to you that he's been gone?
No, it doesn't. You know, but I just think, you know, I think people have a tendency to write players off, you know, when they get to a certain age. But you look at the longevity of players nowadays, and I think Wayne's still got so much to offer. I think people are very quick to criticise last year when things weren't going well for him. But when you look at his record and what he's achieved, not only at Manchester United, but England as well, I think the managers looked at it and think, is he going to be, you know, something that's going to help improve us? And I think the answer is yes. So I think everybody's delighted to see him back.
There's a lot of sort of romanticism about it, but he can't be the same Wayne Rooney that he was when he left. And, of course, his managers at Manchester United have tried to sort of reinvent him.
Well, exactly. And I think, you know, people are now starting to guess where he'll actually play. You know, I think the manager has already said that, you know, with the loss of Lukaku and his goals, everybody needs to chip in. You know, certainly looking at Wayne Rooney, you know, he's adaptable. He can play up front. He can play in the hole. He can play midfield. He's a really, really super player. You know, and he always has been. We knew that when he first broke into the scene at Everton. So I think wherever he plays, he'll have a big, big influence, not only on the pitch, but off the field as well. You know, he's England captain. He's been England captain. OK, that might be coming to an end. But I'm sure Wayne, you know, coming to Everton will want to do well. And I wouldn't say that the page is closed, you know, in terms of his England career as well. He'll be looking at this, you know, to say, listen, hold on a minute, if I do well here, I can get back into the England squad. And I think, you know, it's looking good.
He played on the fringe for Manchester United last season, didn't he? I think 15 Premier League starts, something like that. So he was very much a bit part player, trying to force his way in. Will things be different at Everton?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think it's a new lease of life. Sometimes, you know, you can stay somewhere far too long, you know, and I'm not saying that's what he did at Manchester United, but you were quite right. You know, the new manager came in with new ideas and Wayne, you know, had to sit on the bench a lot. You know, but Wayne is a football fan and he wants to play, and that's a good asset to have. You know, somebody who's not just going through the motions. He wants to play and he wants to make a mark. You know, obviously people will look at the way he moved 13 years ago to Manchester United. But listen, everybody knew then, you know, what a fantastic player he was. He's even on to prove that. And we're looking at, yes, he's come back. You know, I think it's a 2-year contract. And I'm sure he's wanting to make a statement as well. So I think for everybody involved, and also for the young player, Steve, at Everton as well, somebody to look up to like that. And I'm even looking at the situation. We don't know what the situation is with Ross Barkley. But listen, what an example, you know, to look up to and say, there's Wayne Rooney. He's been in the same situation as a young player coming through at Everton. He's went away, you know, and been fantastic. You know, Ross Barkley's got a lot to improve on, but training with Wayne Rooney day in, day out will only help to improve him as well.
I love the local flavour to it all, Sharpie. I just think the fact that you know, you've got a Scouser in your squad, an important Scouser, I think that's invaluable.
Yeah, I think in his interview yesterday he said he still wore his Everton pyjamas at home, so that just shows you how much of an Everton fan he is. You know, and it's great to see him back. You know, listen, we all waxed lyrically about him, Steve, when he first broke on the scene. I don't think anything's changed. I think he's a fabulous footballer. People will look at it and say, yeah, he's a bit part player. He can't do this, he can't do that. But believe you me, he will get an extra boost coming back to Everton Football Club. And I think it's exciting for not only Everton fans, but football fans in general.
It was almost like he never stayed long enough when he was first at Everton. You know, he was billed as this incredible thing. He was gone in a flash.
Yeah, it was, and that's a disappointing thing. I think that's where a lot of maybe some criticism comes from Everton fans. But listen, everybody knew growing up as a young kid, you know, the talk was who's the next one to make it. It was always Wayne Rooney. He was miles ahead of everybody else. We knew what he was when he came into the first team. He took to like a duck to water. Not a problem with him dealing with older players as well. So everybody knew he was a top player, and he would go to the high echelons of the game. And I think you look at his record, as I said, record goal scorer for Manchester United, that's no mean feat when you look at the players they've had in the past, and also for England as well. So, no, he's had a fabulous career. Yes, it may well be winding down, but don't tell that to Wayne, because he'll want to come into Everton and start a new chapter, if you like. And he's not just here for the ride. He sees the bigger picture. He sees the manager coming in and buying players and trying to make Everton better and challenge for the top four. And that's something he fancies.
Wish him well. I tell you what, Everton haven't been sort of sleeping, have they? They haven't been dozing this summer. Goodness me. Are they the only club that are interested in going into the transfer market? You weren't expecting this, were you, Sharpie?
Well, no, listen, if we're honest about it, we talked about it last year, and we looked at it and we talked about the squad, and you know, I looked at it and said, well, listen, we might need to bring in eight players. You know, thinking about it, you know, looking at the squad and people moving on and everything else, but certainly didn't expect it to go as quickly as it has. But I think the players he's brought in, you know, the boy Keane, the right age, the boy Pickford, the right age, the boy Ramirez, the right age. So they've made a statement in the transfer market. I don't think it's finished yet, Steve. So it'll be an interesting one. And what it does as well, it bolsters the squad. We've got the Europa League, which hopefully can have a long run in that. So we'll need to use the squad to its full potential. So listen, it's exciting times. You know, obviously we don't know how these players are going to settle in, but certainly looking at it now, the Evertonians going into the season are full of hope and optimism, and you know, that can only be a good thing.
Well, it seems like they've got every other name they targeted. So, Olivier Giroud and Gylfi Sigurdsson, would you have both of those two as well?
All day long, mate. All day long. Well, listen, you look at the situation. We've said last year and numerous times on the show, we looked at it and thought, we need backup for Lukaku. You know, Lukaku's now gone. So you know you've got the boy Sandro. I still think we need, you know, strengthening, you know, up top, and I think that's why we're linked with Giroud. I think he would be a welcome addition. Obviously, there's a lot of things to be done, but certainly he's a name that excites me, you know, definitely. Mm. And the boy Sigurdsson at Swansea, another one who's been linked. And the manager said himself, we were over reliant on Romelu Lukaku. We need to score goals, and I used to say time and time again, in the final third, you know, when you win games, we just were lacking a little bit. We were reliant on Romelu Lukaku. But now with the signings we've got, and hopefully, as you said, with the two you mentioned, that would make it even better.
Who's the one? If you had to pick one of them, and said, he really excites me out of all those players, and even if you put Sigurdsson and Giroud in there, who's the one that you'd go, oh, he really excites me more than any of them in that those new new
buys? Yeah, it might be surprising. I'd probably say Wayne Rooney, because I just think that he'll come back here and he's got something to prove. Yeah, I think he'll look at it and think, you know, I'm coming here. I'm coming here at the right time. I want to prove to the Everton fans I'm still the player I was. So that excites me because, you know, he's got that tenacity to say, right, okay, people have written me off at Manchester United, but I've got the bit between my teeth now. And I think we'll see a Wayne Rooney next year and playing for Everton Football Club something where he was at the top of his form. I honestly do. I think people are quick to judge him and say he's this and he's that, he can't do this anymore. I think wherever you play Wayne Rooney next year, I think you'll see a committed player, you know, an Evertonian. He may well be captain, you don't know, but I think Evertonians will take him right away.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.